Well, we're in the village of Corran, looking at this beautiful view out over towards the Coolans on Skye. To the south of us, you see Knoydart, which is one of the most remote parts of the British mainland. And we have covered much of the north and west coasts of Knoydart with our broadband network.
Before you started this project, what was internet access like here?
In Corran, for example, you couldn't even get dial-up. The telephone lines were so poor. So it was essentially non-existent.
In terms of the sort of network that you've built here, what are people getting by way of internet speeds and the sort of service?
From my house, I normally see about 20 megabits, which is somewhat better than the rather good connection I get at home in Edinburgh.
My name's Emma McLean. I've been living in the area for the last 2 years.
So Emma, you wouldn't have known any different than the super fast broadband that Peter and the rest of the people involved in the project have put together. So what do you use it for? What are the advantages you get from this sort of connection?
My partner is the doctor on Skye. He travels to work by RIB, a rubber inflated boat. So we need to completely check the weather forecast to ensure that he safely gets to work.
Yeah, because the weather's lovely just now, but I'm sure it's not like this all the time.
No, the sun shone for you today.
And yourself, I mean, what sort of things do you use the connection for?
I use the connection for a variety of things. In the future, I'm hoping to set up my own business and be internet-based myself.
Is that something that makes you more likely to stay here and settle here if you're able to run a business in that sort of way?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me to be internet-based and using the combination of internet services as well as phone lines makes a lot more viability sense for me.
One of the unexpected things that happened in this was the number of the older generation who took up internet, Peter. And as a prime example, we're walking past Willie McLeod's shed here, and Willie was not using a computer much before we put the broadband in, and here he is.
Hi, Willie. Well, I see you've actually got the computer up already.
Yes.
What are you doing here?
Checking the forecast for the next few days.
But I suppose knowing what the weather is like, a place like this must be pretty important.
Yes, it is indeed, yes. But it's also so good for so many other things. My son and his family live in New Zealand. So we chat to them every weekend and see them with a webcam. I see my grandchildren growing up. It's amazing. It's really good, yeah.
I mean, photos are one thing, but actually see them face to face.
To see them and talking to them, it's unbelievable. I have family down in England as well, which I'm in touch with. So it's most amazing thing for years I've had a subcomputer like that.
Well, Peter, the sorts of applications that Willie's using here, what sort of requirements does that have in terms of the network?
So this is one thing where you need both bandwidth, because you want to see a movie in real time, and that requires bandwidth in both directions, which you don't normally get out of normal connections. And the other thing you need is what is called low latency, which means you don't want the signal to take too long to get there. Now, if you use satellite, there is a big delay. That makes the conversation rather difficult. So having both speed and low latency or high quality of service is very important for the sort of thing that Willie is doing here.
So, Peter, can you show me where the internet comes into Willie's house?
Okay, so we're in a little shed on just in front of the shore. And if we step back out a bit, you'll see just at the top of the back of his shed, there's a little receiver with two spikes coming out of two wireless receivers. And it's going up to a mast, which you can just see from here, just above that holly tree, on the side of Ben Screel.
Well, that looks a wee bit far for us to go just now, but can we maybe have a look at one of the masts a little closer to the road?
Of course.
Well, we're up at the mast, and clearly something has slipped. What are we looking at here, Peter?
The thing that slipped, actually, is we expected to slip. It's an experimental antenna. So what I'm going to do is just going to take off the contraption that slipped and disconnect the cable into the box of electronics, which is up there. So I'm going to do is start by clipping this thing off.
Well, you may be an academic, Peter, but you're clearly not worried about getting your hands dirty.
This is what it's all about. Is
can I give you a hand with that? Can we sort of support it a wee bit?
Yeah, maybe we'll hold it up that way.
Yep. No, I'm supporting the weight of this here, Peter. And it's not insubstantial.
Oh, but this is an experimental thing.
Well, I was going to say, I wouldn't want to be carrying that very far up a hill.
No, you don't. This is where I have to go carefully. and plug the wrong thing, people in Torren are going to be rather unhappy about losing their connection. In Edinburgh, if my broadband signal goes off, maybe after 12 hours, I'll call up the company and say, what's going wrong? Yeah, within 5 minutes of going down, someone will call you up.
The one thing that's occurred to me, Peter, is that although we're not going to be carrying this big, heavy experimental antenna up here, mm-hmm. someone's going to have to be carrying it down.
You look pretty strong, eh?
I mean, the effort that's gone into doing this is remarkable in many ways. I mean, I'm assuming the cost could only have been met if this was a research project.
Since we started the project, the cost of the components has become incredibly cheap. Now, adding one person to our network, the little boxes that we put on people's roofs, they're about £40 each.
So for people using the network, what's the charge to them?
At the moment, it's free. We are looking to time maybe 3 or 4 years in the future when it ceases to be a research network, but we may want to keep it going, in which case we'll have to work out some charging mechanism, but I don't see it being that expensive.
But the reason why this is possible is because you've got access to a backhaul. Can you explain what exactly you mean by backhaul and why it's important?
It's essentially where the supply of broadband comes from. It's like the water main or something like that. You know, normally your backhaul is at the telephone exchange. Well, what we are tapping into is the academic network, and that covers a fair number of remote sites in Scotland. Now, that brings up, I think, the fundamental question for rural areas is, where is the backhaul going to be? There's a thing called the Pathfinder Project, which is providing every school in Scotland with broadband access, and I think in many cases high-speed broadband access. And so if, for example, we had backhaul at every primary school in Scotland, we'd be laughing, because we can see at least one primary school on Sky from here. The critical thing is that government start planning for such networks now.
And someone has to pay for it.
There are all sorts of proposals. You know, the Carter Report is proposing to add a tax onto your landline. And yes, it will have to be subsidized. But I think with a little forethought, it may not be that expensive.
You're able to deliver internet speeds here that would be the envy of many city dwellers. Why do you think it's more important for rural dwellers to have this level of speed and quality of service than someone living, you know, in the centre of a city?
I think what we tend to forget about rural areas is that other things, other forms of communication, don't work very well. Mobile phones hardly work here. The telephone line is very long, and the quality of that is rather bad. So we fall back on the internet now, with internet radios and internet telephones, to meet that need. Those require a certain amount of speed. And finally, there are these coming technologies which are potentially very important here, like telemedicine, which really need both speed and quality of service to support them.